Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Kirk Show. I am on a list, a federal government list of people they want silenced, and they've done it successfully. We were curious as to why our social media numbers were suppressed for quite some time on certain platforms. Well, now we know why. New revelations and bombshell reporting shows that the federal government is intimately involved in suppressing and silencing dissident points of view. By doing so, they are involved in unconstitutional and illegal behavior. It's a pretty amazing story. I truly believe, my core, that if it is not for their suppression campaigns, the Democrats would lose almost everywhere. It's a very important story. Text it to your friends. Leave a review on Apple Podcast as well. And make sure you are subscribed. As always, you can email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA Today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com, start a high school chapter or college chapter today. You can come see us on tour. Our big tour is starting. Pray for us. It's going to be a lot of work in a short period of time. Still going to be doing our podcasts and everything. It's a very, very big month. October is a huge month for us. We are touring all across America. You guys can check us out in New York City, Asheboro, North Carolina, Huntington Beach, California, Spokane. Those are our faith tour stops. And then we are also going to be going to the University of Grand Canyon University in Phoenix, UT Austin, Michigan State University. Candace Owens will be going there. We're going to North Dakota State University, University of Missouri, Florida State University in Tallahassee, and UNC Charlotte, tpusa.com/tour. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. While I was getting ready to speak at the great Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, producer Andrew was emailing me and texting me about this story that came out on the terrific website, justthenews.com, and I couldn't quite process it in time. And then I had a chance to read it, and the weekend happened, and I saw Sean Hannity did a segment on this with John Solomon. And essentially, it turns out new documents show that there is a censorship machine that exists targeting news sites and influencers that might express opinions that the government does not like. To help us understand this story, I have lots of questions about it because I'm on the list. I'm on the enemies list. Is John Solomon from justthenews.com, and he has a terrific show on Real America's Voice. So as we wait for John, we have, just to kind of go through the story here, it says, the private consortium that reported election misinformation to tech platforms during the 2020 election season was in consultation with federal agencies, targeting several news organizations and its dragnet. So essentially, we have a third party, allegedly a third party that exists to censor people that they don't like, such as James Woods, Gateway Pundit, Donald Trump Jr., Tom Fenton, Jack Posobiec, myself, Mark Levin, James O'Keefe, Rick Grinnell, Breitbart News, Sean Hannity. So the federal government pays this outside company to then censor voices they don't like. John Solomon joins us right now. John, how are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. Congratulations on this story. So walk us through it, and we'll go from there. Enemies list. So the federal government is paying third-party companies to silence voices they don't like, including myself.
Yeah. So in the 2020 election, it was done free of charge. This consortium called the Election Integrity Partnership, which was a couple of universities, a couple of liberal groups, they did it on their own, but they created a system where the federal government could actually file a ticket. Like it was a concierge desk, and you could file a ticket saying, I want this URL, this tweet censored. And then this group would go out be the intermediary, the third party that would go out and do the work on behalf of the government. After the election, the members of this consortium, the four private members, they all got grants and contracts from the new incoming Biden administration. So you see a reward for having done it. The breadth of censorship is absolutely jaw-dropping. They targeted 4,900 URLs, 20 new U.S. news sites, 29 famous influencers, yourself included. And the impact of all that censorship was an estimated in their own report. This is the coalition's own report to be 22 million tweets. Massive Jeez. Amount of a reach, throttling, censorship, unheard of in American history, and at the behest of, meaning the federal government, which the First Amendment says can't infringe free speech, they were actually the trigger point that initiated a lot of this censorship. Really a remarkable story.
So let me ask you, how'd you come across this?
We learned about this from a former government official who, by the way, was going to be President Trump's first ever digital ambassador, digital freedom ambassador, if President Trump had won a second term. His name is Mike Benz. He had seen some of this going on when he was inside the government. He came out. He did a lot of research, put it all together. He alerted us to it. We did the reporting, went and got the documents, and we have uncovered just a massive censorship operation. And by the way, that group, if you go to their site right now, the Democracy Integrity Partnership, they're boasting that they've just re-geared up for the 2022 election. So we have reason to believe it's going on right now again.
Democracy Integrity Project. That's another one of these dark money kind of traveling circus organizations that pops up and then they do a lot of damage and then they disappear by the time they actually start to get investigated. Very similar to the Good Information Foundation that was paying people illegally to do posts against Donald Trump using foundation resources. We talked about that last week. So, John, is it fair to say then that the Department of Homeland Security, as I read in your piece here, and the Department of Homeland Security, Cybersecurity, and Infrastructure Security Agency would then basically call or contact a company to do censorship on their behalf? Is this outsourcing censorship? How is this legal?
Yeah, that is a great question. In fact, in the aftermath of this, they had a conference in 2021. The government and these private parties got together to kind of do an after-action conference. And in that conference, one of the government officials said, hey, we were really concerned about the legality of this. We're not sure that we're on good legal footing, but we did it anyways. Pretty remarkable that the law didn't get in their way at all, or the Constitution.
Well, I mean, so I've been texting with the great Harmeet Dhillon, and I'm on this list. And so it's a very interesting situation because we can show damages because our social media went down so much. It was a revenue hit for our program. We could prove it. All the analytics are there. And she thinks I have a very good First Amendment claim here of the federal government coming in, not just a principled one, but with actual damages. And so can you expand on that a little bit more, John, on how they thought that this could potentially be illegal? The federal government coming in and using private actors, well, not even private actors, just this outsource agency, but that doesn't insulate them from liability, does it? That's like saying, well, you know, it was the defense contractors that, you know, invaded Iraq. It wasn't us. I mean, come on, that's really silly. That does not insulate you from potential legal recourse, right?
Yeah, it doesn't, according to the lawyers I've talked to thus far. Obviously, we'll see where the courts come down on this, but the First Amendment is clear. Congress shall not take any action or pass a law that will abridge Americans' free speech. The courts have since concluded that any federal agency that derives its authority or its budget from Congress also is covered by that. So both branches of government are covered by the idea that you can't infringe free speech. So here, the government knows that it's making a request to infringe someone's speech by outsourcing it to a third party, according to most of the lawyers I've talked to. That doesn't seem to insulate them. And in their own analysis, when they were talking about in the summer of 2021, they had those concerns saying, listen, we're still on shaky ground here. We're not sure what the legal authority is to do this, but you know, we did it anyways. And look at the success we had. Really, you get a great sense of the mindset of these permanent bureaucracies. The two agencies involved here, Homeland Security and its CISA, its Cybersecurity Division, and the State Department, which, by the way, in an earlier iteration in 2018, tried to monitor my social media when I was doing the Hunter Biden stuff. A real question about that. In fact, we got memos later saying that it was illegal. So you have two agencies that want to control speech in America. One of them shouldn't even be worried about American speech, State Department. They're foreign facing. And then they take this third party to do its work for them. It's bidding for them, but they're initiating the action. I think that's the key. The ticket system, the initiation and request, starting with the U.S. government, that probably is where lawyers are going to find a lot of connectivity in the lawsuits.
This is an extraordinary story. And just to, because I know it could be kind of nerdy part of it, this is the federal government coming in and choosing voices, spokespeople, and specific tweets and or articles they don't like and demanding that they get taken down or flagged.
Yeah.
This is Soviet. This is illegal. And I'd love everyone's thoughts in the audience, freedom@charliekirk.com. Do you think I should sue the federal government? Because I think I will. Look, you know how passionate I am about the Constitution and especially the Second Amendment. I'm just as passionate about being responsible for protecting my family. I just discovered the perfect way to train with your firearm. It's so cool. I got a whole tutorial on this. It's awesome. And you could do it in the comfort of your home and have a lot of fun while doing it. It's called iTarget Pro. And this system is a game changer for me and my family. So what you do is you download the app and you literally load the laser bullet into the firearm and you start training. So you have a gun, a real gun. So it's the feel, it's the weight, it's the texture, it's the grip. And you put this laser bullet in and then you're able to do firearm training, but no bullet is actually fired. Then it goes back onto the app of your accuracy, your speed, and your ability to operate the firearm. And so the system develops muscle memory, reaction speed, sight alignment, trigger control, and more. So right now, save 10% plus get free shipping with the offer code Kirk when you go to itargetpro.com. That is itargetpro.com. Now, why should you use this? Well, look, ammo is super expensive. So you're like, Charlie, I have to go all the way to the range and practice and all this. Not with iTarget Pro. With iTarget Pro, you get to use your gun. You put in the laser bullet and you could fire unlimited and then it tracks your accuracy. And for example, maybe your wife just wants to get used to holding the gun, what it might be like if there was an intruder. Well, then you could set up a bunch of these eye targets throughout the house, the kitchen, the yard, and she's able to then practice that actual bullets and, you know, any sort of ammunition being discharged free of charge. And then you get a full report of how accurate she was. And by the way, no sound. Right. And if someone's like not comfortable with a gun, if they're uncomfortable with kind of how they are, using it, how a gun feels, it's a great way to ease someone in to firearm use and ownership. Crime is going up. iTarget Pro can make you comfortable owning and using a firearm. It's much better than dry firing. It's very, very safe. Let's go to itargetpro.com. That is itargetpro.com, a cost effective way to get your family and yourself proficient to use a firearm. God forbid you have to use it, but we see what's happening. iTargetPro.com, iTargetPro.com, offer code Kirk. It's just hard to believe that they're able to get away with this, the significance of it. John Solomon is with us, justthenews.com, and it's important to realize how widespread this is. I'm going to read the list. James Woods, Gateway Pundit, Donald Trump Jr., Donald Trump himself, Tom Fitton, Jack Posobiec from Turning Point USA, Eric Trump, Chuck Costello, myself, Mark Levin, James O'Keefe, Rick Grinnell, Breitbart News, Mike Roman, Robbie Starbuck, Sean Hannity, on an enemies list from the federal government. It's amazing we win any elections at all, isn't it? Mail-in ballots, mules, censorship. Do you think Republicans have a mass censorship operation? Give me a break. John, but it's also news organizations as well, isn't it?
Yes, there were 20 news organizations. Just the News was on that list. New York Post was on that list. Fox News was on that list. The large news organizations, the Epoch Times. Again, the one common theme when you take a look at all of the different targeting that went on with this private consortium taking its direction from the federal government is it's all conservatives. You would think on the law of averages, well, you'd find some on the left that would also require censorship, but you would be wrong. This was targeted at conservatives. It affected conservatives. It affected conservatives' content. And in addition to the federal government, there were a handful of other people that were given ticket status, meaning the ability to request the group kick into action and try to censor something. One of them was the DNC, the Democratic National Committee. Another was the NAACP, and the third was Common Cause. What's unique about those three groups? They all skew liberal. So federal bureaucrats and liberals were getting to decide what pieces of content were going to get referred for censorship to the companies. And then When it got to this consortium and it goes out to the companies, they succeeded 35% of the time. The social media companies bent to the will of this 35% of the time. If I was batting 350 in the major leagues, I'd be an all-star. So they had a great record of actually achieving censorship. That's bad for America.
I mean, has there ever been anything like this? This is direct election interference, speech interference from the federal government coming directly into the speech and the discourse of the American people. I mean, you look here at the story that you published here. It's not just a tweet here or a tweet there. And the federal government, the reason they had to outsource it is they know they're not allowed to do this. And John, did they do this under the kind of auspices of national security? Is that right?
Yeah, their idea is that misinformation can jeopardize national security or the health of an election. Now, our founding fathers had just the opposite idea. They thought free speech was the key to having a free election. And that's why they passed as the First Amendment in the first of the Bill of Rights, free speech, free expression, and free religion. And here you see the current government, the 21st century, 246 years after the founding of the government, doing the opposite thing, trying to target free speech, call it disinformation. Now, let's take a look at things that we know the government and its allies call disinformation. The Hunter Biden laptop turned out to be true. The idea that China might have had a China lab leak that led to the coronavirus. That now the intelligence community says is a very strong possibility. So we know that things that were true were being censored in real time. The Just the News was censored for something extraordinary. We covered a sworn affidavit submitted in a court case that, by the way, had several hearings. The rest of the media also covered it, but we were censored for picking up a sworn affidavit submitted in a court case. If journalists can't cover things that actually occur in court, what good is a news media profession? Incredible. That's how insane and silly the censorship was.
No, I mean, this is illegal. We're really contemplating a lawsuit. We'll be making hopefully some announcement there because there's damages. And it's so wrong. The federal government can now, with their trillions of dollars, just say, we don't like that voice. We don't like. And by the way, John, are they doing it right now? Who are they censoring right now heading into the midterms?
We won't know because everything's secret until after the election when they put the report up. But they boasted they're back up in operation for the 2022 election.
We are going through a midterm election where right now tweets, Facebook posts, and videos might be censored and selected for lack of engagement, lack of virality, because of the federal government. This is illegal. This is Pravda. We shouldn't put up with it. John, thank you so much.
Thanks, Charlie.
Great reporting. Look, I don't feel too good about the coming months and years, do you? That's why now is the perfect time to stock up on emergency food you're probably going to need very, very soon. Listen, emergency food is not for the paranoid. It is for the prudent. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company. They're currently offering a generous 20% discount on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. This kit gives you a wide variety of delicious breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, snacks, and more, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. It feeds one person for 3 solid months, but this sale ends soon. Go to preparewithkirk.com right now and grab your 20% savings off a 3-month kit. This is an affordable way to build your emergency food stockpile while you still can. If the day ever comes when you need to fall back on this food, it will be worth much more than what you paid. I promise. Go to preparewithkirk.com. That is preparewithkirk.com. Preparewithkirk.com. There was an old Greek playwright by the name of Sophocles. He had a great quote. He said, "What people believe prevails over the truth." It's a phenomenal quote. Meaning narrative matters. What you believe, unfortunately, matters more than what is actually happening. So therefore, if you can influence what people believe, then you can get quicker and closer to power. You can get closer to power quickly. The story from justthenews.com that we have been focusing on is just extraordinary. This organization that was in charge of this should be investigated by the new Congress. It's unbelievable if we're able to take back the House, which I believe we will. Targeting voices and organizations that they don't like, silencing and censoring them, begs the question, how many seats in the Senate, how many seats in the House of Representatives, how many governor's mansions would we control if we had a fair fight? If we had a fair fight against the left What would the country look like? Maybe this is one of the reasons why they have felt so confident going into these midterms. Maybe this is why they don't slow down and they're driving us off a cliff. Inflation, open borders. How many other tricks do they have up their sleeve? From manipulating our elections to interfering directly into the discourse of the country. We saw it firsthand. We have the evidence. We have the goods. I think our lawsuit would be very compelling. We have damages and we have direct off a cliff engagement on multiple social media sites. And now we know why. The Department of Homeland Security, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency and the State Department inexcusably targeted my own social media. Right here, I'm a threat to the regime, allegedly. Supposedly, I'm such a threat to the federal government because I ask questions about an election. Because we call out the nonsense of what's happening in the federal government. There's a list of us together, as I've mentioned, James Woods, James O'Keefe, Rick Grinnell, Breitbart News, Eric Trump, Gateway Pundit, Donald Trump Jr. All of us together being suppressed and silenced millions of times. Millions of times. Let's play cut one. UN Secretary for Global Comms says they partnered with Google on climate change and says they own the science on climate change. And opposing viewpoints have now been pushed down in search results through their partnership in Google. We've experienced this as well on Facebook. We ask questions about climate change and you are not allowed to disagree. Climate change, the cult of environmentalism, the pagan religion that runs the Democrat Party, with the Archbishop Greta Thunberg and the Cardinal Al Gore. You can't dare disagree with anything they do because the environmentalism and climate change is instrumental to their aims and their ambitions of property confiscation, of keeping borders wide open, of expanding the state. And Google now brags about this. Play cut one.
You know, we partnered with Google, for example. If you Google climate change, you will, at the top of your search, you will get all kinds of UN resources. We started this partnership when we were shocked to see that when we Googled climate change, we were getting incredibly distorted information right at the top. So we're becoming much more proactive. You know, we own the science and we think that the world, you know, should know it.
We own the science. Unbelievable. We own the science. We know what the science is. Well, we have some questions for this UN woman, UN Secretary of Global Comms, who now partners with Google and saying we own the science. To what extent is man-made activity contributing to rising global temperatures? Are there any positives to rising global temperatures? Over the last 10 years, has any of your models worked? Question for the woman of the UN Secretary of Global Comms. Are you allowed to ask questions anymore? Or is we own the science? Take a knee. Over the next 10 years, what will the temperature be? No, make a prediction. Do you know what's so interesting about the climate change environmentalists, the pagans? Not a single one of their predictions ever come true. It's the most amazing thing. They get to believe in something that expands the government, that takes away your individual freedom and liberties, that can never be questioned and cannot be modeled. It's the most amazing tool for a tyrant. You can't model it. It has zero predictive ability. Not one, because what's so amazing about it, if it gets warmer, it's climate change. If it gets colder, it's climate change. If it stays the same, it's climate change. And what's the solution? More government, less freedom, less liberty, less activity, less fossil fuel exploration, less natural gas. The pagans, they worship the earth to try to give themselves more political power. She says, we own the science and the world should know it. By declaring they own the science, she partners with big tech to manipulate search results and pouring millions into media outlets. The unelected globalists are attempting, of course, to manipulate your vote. So now we have the news from justthenews.com where they don't allow voices like our own social media to spread. And despite all of this, despite the federal government censoring our social media, despite all of it, this is what's so amazing. This is the good news, everybody. We are still the number one conservative podcast as of today. It goes up and down. It's a competition, but today we're doing very well. So thank you for that. Despite all the censorship attempts, despite that, we still have millions of followers on social media. How popular would the conservative movement be How widespread would our ideals be if it wasn't for this sort of gaming the system? The UN Secretary for Global Comms, we own the science. We push down the results on Google so that climate change goes straight to the UN website, which of course is climate change alarmism, one world government, deterioration of sovereignty, and they cannot answer a series of questions. Very simple questions. They refuse to ever dialogue or talk about them. To what extent is man-made activity contributing to rising global temperatures? They cannot give you that answer. They can't. Are there any other potential explanations for rising global temperatures? Over the past couple thousand years, have global temperatures risen or fallen absent human activity? Have there been other environmental changes regionally, from the Mediterranean climate to North England to sub-Saharan Africa, that might have changed not because of human activity, but because of other actions? When you have a hemisphere, when you have a planet that is so large and so massive, isn't it rational to believe that there could be other inputs or other potential, let's say, other potential explanations as to why the Earth would be getting warmer? Is, and here's the other question, to what extent are other variables factored in? And here's the most important question. Let's pretend they're right about the alarmism. Let's pretend they're right about all this, even though none of their predictions come true. One prediction after the other is exaggerated, is elaborated. Does that then mean, this is the most important question, does that then mean we put into jeopardy our ability to power our hospitals, transportation, our economic engine, so then we then satisfy the slight increase in rising global temperatures? Is that right? And if so, why are you then making a widespread moral argument? Because that is a moral argument. Under what basis do you make that argument that poor people in America now have to pay 30 or 40% more to heat their homes this winter? That working class people have to pay 30 or 40% more to drive to work? Why? Because, well, she says, we own the science and the world should know it. We own the science. We're in charge. Many of you in the audience, and you email us, freedom@charliekirk.com, you say, how does anyone still vote Democrat? This is why. They still vote Democrat because the Democrats have illegally, unconstitutionally, immorally inserted themselves into the very distribution of information from the computer science, from the enemies list on justthenews.com. By computer science, I mean the search engine results optimization, SEO. They control you when they control what you see and what information you're able to process. And they need to do this, everybody. They need to censor us because there is a 5-alarm fire right now at the Democrat National Committee. They need to shut up the Charlie Kirk Show. They need to shut up Mark Levin. They need to shut up Sean Hannity. They need to brag about how they control the environmental conversation because there is a defection, there is a rebellion that they can't explain. Cut 5, sleepy Chuck Todd breaks down polling data for Latino voters. Latino Republicans are more likely to identify with Trump. At this pace, we are going to get that wall built. Play cut 5.
Latino Republicans are actually more likely to identify with Donald Trump over the party than the overall GOP electorate. 40% call themselves a Trump supporter. While they still lean pretty Democratic, this 21-point gap actually isn't as big as it was in past elections.
Cut 4, Telemundo anchor. Latinos are unhappy with the economy. It will make midterms more difficult for Democrats. Let me tell you this, though. Hispanic voters are voting Republican, not just because eggs and gas are more expensive. It is a cultural rot that Democrats are totally missing. And by the way, at Turning Point PAC, we are launching a series of billboards in Hispanic communities across America, educating the population on, for example, all in Spanish, Democrats think men can become pregnant, vote Republican. We're going to have a huge press release on that very soon. Play cut 4.
Latinos are the largest, the fastest growing group of voters. Mm-hmm. And the numbers are there. Latino voters represent, make up about 1 out of 10 voters. They are unhappy about the job quality. And if you see the main issues Latino care about, yeah, they are right there. Economy, the job quality. This is a concern, and this can make things very difficult for Democrats.
It's not just about the economy. It's that they believe that life begins at conception. They believe in traditional marriage. They're a very socially conservative community. Dare I say, they are part of the parents' party, not part of the white liberal perverts' party. This is why they must censor us. They must censor us because they are losing at every single corner. If Democrats did not have censorship, they would only control 10 to 15% of the House and of the Senate. They would be wiped out in historic fashion. This battle against the distribution of information is one of the most important in a generation, which is exactly why we're contemplating a very fiery lawsuit against the federal government, who then uses the Department of Homeland Security to shut up voices they don't like, including this program right here. This program is one that is on the enemies list, the hate list of the federal government. So be it. This is one of my favorite clips I've seen in some time. I saw it on War Room with Steve Bannon. And it's an MSNBC clip. And I just want you to first, just kind of by context, remember how all of the apparatchiks in the Mockingbird media are calling us semi-fascists, especially Giorgia Meloni from Italy, where she says, I want God, family, country. It turns out that for the working class Hispanic voter, they're much more interested in God, family, country, good wages, a stable currency, and a secure border than men who could become pregnant, medical mutilation for profit, endless wars in Ukraine, and mass mail-in voting and getting Nancy Pelosi deified, or whatever the process or whatever the priorities of the Democrat Party is. It's a great quote. Sure sounds like semi-fascist to me. Play cut 25.
Our poll found that the top issues for Latinos was actually the cost of living.
We see that prices are through the roof, and we want to know what people are going to do to help put that burden down.
In conservative stronghold states like Texas, signs of a political shift among Latino voters, with more now leaning Republican.
Maybe we should just go to the church.
Jose Arriola and Maria Batres live in El Paso.
Maria, you were a Democrat, and you are now a Republican. Why?
Because the fact that the Democratic Party has changed a lot, and I identify more with the Republican Party.
What things?
Well, we're for God, country, family, and hard work.
Jose used to vote blue, too. Now he's also a Republican and most concerned with immigration and beefing up border security.
What are the concerns that you have about immigration?
The fact of the matter is that we don't feel safe anymore.
That clip right there should just be on repeat for any Republican running for office, for any of the socially liberal Republicans out there that say, well, we have to pander to the middle to try to win over the white female liberal voters. We have to try to compromise our values for every one suburban soccer mom that you might win over on being socially liberal. You lose the opportunity to win over 10 working class Hispanic and Latinos. What does she say? She says she has become a Republican and has defected from the Democrat Party because of God, family, country, and hard work. And her husband beautifully says, border, we don't feel safe anymore here in El Paso. That right there shows exactly why they have to try to censor us. It is a tectonic, once in a generation opportunity. Hispanics have made a 21-point shift to the Republican Party since 2012. The party of Mitt Romney, of invade every country you could possibly imagine, to destroy our manufacturing base, to spend money we don't have, to be socially liberal, that did nothing to win over Latino voters. In fact, the more hawkish the Republican Party has become on immigration, the more appealing we are to Hispanics. Telemundo poll, Hispanics have made a 21-point shift to the Republicans since 2012. 21-point shift. This is why they have to censor us. This is with the censorship, by the way. This is with their ability to shut us up and put the Charlie Kirk Show on an enemies list. This is with the climate change cultists who are able to say that we own the science. Short clip, Nancy Pelosi, play cut 9. This is what she thinks of Latino voters. Play cut 9.
We have a shortage of workers in our country. And you see even in Florida, some of the farmers and the growers saying, why are you shipping these immigrants up north? We need them to pick the crops down here.
This is why they didn't want them on Martha's Vineyard, because there was no crops to pick. For Republicans out there, I'm telling you right now, there is this amazing opportunity. Lean into God, family, country. The very same stuff that they call us a fascist when we say like, oh, wow, how dare you say that? You stay on message. You're the parents' party. You are the party of regular, everyday working people, regardless of their skin color or their background. And by the way, I think a lot of Latinos are also coming to the Republican Party because of the hyper-racialization of American politics. They're not a fan of BLM. They're not a fan of being told that America is a racist country. They're exhausted with it. They know this country is decent and generous and benevolent. We allow the Democrat Party to be the white woke grooming party. The only reason this midterm is even close is because of their illegal censorship via the UN, via Google, via Facebook, via the enemies list. Despite that, I think we're going to overcome all their deeds of treachery. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.